Jen just said there about empty buildings, you know, sitting there rotting and people sleeping in the streets and the absolute injustice that is. There was a quote that came to mind, and it was from the French philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and he once said, the first person who, having fenced off a piece of land, declared, this is mine, and found people simple enough to believe him, was the founder of our modern society. And I think that that's a very important thing to think about, is that we take property rights for granted. We think that there are human rights and then there are rights of property, when in reality, property has no rights. My coat has no rights. This chair has no rights. So really what we're talking about is not the rights of property, but extra rights granted to those who have property. And take a look around in our world, you find that most people have very little but what it takes to survive, and some people don't even have that, while others have immense wealth and are prepared to do anything to defend it. And I think that really ties in with what has happened since September 11th. We find that dissent is criminalized. Those who wish to challenge the system based on private property and private ownership, they are called terrorists, they're dealt with police forces or military forces. Even if you look at the events of September 11th themselves, there was certainly no justification for what happened, but it was not without its motive. And to suggest that it happened because America was attacked because those people hate our freedoms and they want our freedoms to go away, that's absolutely ludicrous. The people in the Middle East want the same types of freedoms that we enjoy and that are being threatened right here at home. But just I wanted to speak on like a personal note and how since September 11th, dissent and radical action and militant action by demonstrators is treated as terrorism. I was arrested for being in a squad in Toronto on the eve of the Tory convention in March. And as one of my conditions upon release, when I was actually granted bail, which wasn't for a while because they refused to let me speak to a lawyer for a few days, but one of the conditions that I had was to report to a detective, Steve Irwin, who was actually the head of Toronto's anti-terrorism squad. Yeah. So I had to report changes of address or anything like that to this head of the anti-terrorism squad in Toronto. So just that alone, you can see how governments are using the events of September 11th and the crisis in the Middle East right now as a way to justify their most inhumane policies and a way to further strengthen their attack on the poor and on anyone who challenges the system of property. And I'm just wondering, my question is basically is, we tend to think of the law as being something neutral, or we tend to think of the laws as being something that could be on our side or could be on their side, and we have to, you know, fight for our rights to defend the freedoms that we enjoy in our society. But my belief is that laws are never neutral. They're always stacked on the side of the oppressors and never on the side of the oppressed. And I'm just wondering, in organizing, what can we do so we don't have any illusions about our rights? I mean, like, when I was in police custody, I asked to speak to a lawyer, which is my right, and I was told, you think you have rights? And I'm just wondering, what ways can we organize that we don't have illusions about the system under which we live?
Well, that's one level of relatively easy question. Find yourself by the police, you very rapidly discover your illusions go out the window fairly quickly. I think it is important to say that the fact is that we do have certain rights and we fight to defend them. The very fact that we can meet here and have this discussion and go out the streets and bill it is a right. There are certainly those within the police who would like to shut down a meeting like this, who would just like not allow, would not want to see it happen, but it happens. So we do organise we do organise in a climate where those who have struggled before us have won us a certain level of right, and we need to acknowledge that. In saying that we live in a society that is fundamentally unfair and whose laws enforce the injustices of that society, that's accurate, but we shouldn't believe that we're totally under the thumb. We have to also understand that we have the means to resist, and we need to stand on those rights. But I mean, what you say is essentially correct. When I was in Whitby Jail, in terms of how this society enforces its rules, it's clear, it's obvious. You could list any number of corporate criminals who have inflicted misery on the population of this planet and this country, are responsible for deaths and everything else, who are pillars of society. You go into a jail and you are immediately struck by the fact that the corporate polluters and are conspicuous by their absence. When I was in Whitby Jail, I was struck by the fact that there wasn't one person there who couldn't have walked up to the telephone, made a phone call, and been out on the streets in a very short period of time if they had the resources to do it. There were two particular cases that brought home, more than any theory could, the nature of the justice system. I was in jail with one man called Dennis, who was in his mid-50s, whose situation was that he was offered release if he would post a $500 surety for him. And every single day, this man with high blood pressure, a very sick man, was put in a wagon, taken to court, brought before the judge, JP, and asked, have you found your $500 surety? And every day he would say, I don't know anybody who has $500, and was taken back to jail. And I was in a cell with a homeless man of 19 who had stolen a pair of bright socks from his school, and denied bail, and was held for trial, practically held for a period of months and months and months. It reminded me of the stories of shipping people off to Botany Bay loads of bread, etc. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. And that's the reality of what we're confronting.